This is Weekly Outlook for September 24, 2012. November soybean futures reached a high of 1789 on September 4th, but have declined sharply since then. That contract has traded under $16 and is currently about $1.90 below the high. Several fundamental factors have contributed to the decline. The National Oilseed Processor Association report of the size of the domestic crush during July was a bit smaller than expected. The July crush was 5% larger than that of the previous year, following year-over-year increases of nearly 14% in the previous 3 months. The total crush for the 2011 marketing year may have been about 5 million bushels below the USDA forecast. Reports of an economic slowdown in China have also weighed on prices. China is the largest consumer and importer of soybeans, accounting for 28% of consumption and 64% of trade in the 2011 marketing year. An economic slowdown there raises concerns about the strength of commodity demand, including soybeans. In addition, the expectation of a large South American soybean crop in 2013 provides a threat to the demand for U.S. soybeans in the last half of the 2012 marketing year. One of the more negative fundamental factors has been the early reports of better-than-expected yields. The USDA's weekly crop progress report showed only 10% of the U.S. acreage harvested as of September 16th, but the market seems to be spooked by reports of yields exceeding producer expectations. The USDA will provide a new yield forecast in the October 11 crop production report. The September report forecast the U.S. average yield at 35.3 bushels, 8/10 bushels below the August forecast. It is not unusual for a lower yield forecast in September to be followed by a higher forecast in October. The October report will also provide an update of planted and harvested acreage of soybeans. The current estimate of planted acreage of 76.08 million is 1.6% larger than the USDA's Farm Service Agency report of planted acreage by program participants. That ratio is consistent with the previous 4 years, suggesting little change in the NAS acreage estimate. The current forecast of harvested acreage relative to planted acreage is consistent with 2012 growing season weather. While soybean fundamentals have turned somewhat negative, there have been some positive developments. First, early season weather in South America has not been perfect. While current weather does not threaten the upcoming crop, it is a reminder that the record crop there is not yet harvested. Second, export sales of U.S. soybeans for delivery during the 2012 marketing year were reported at 779 million bushels as of September 13th. That is a record level of sales for this time of year and represents nearly 74% of the USDA's projection of exports for the year. 61% of the sales are to China and 23% are to unknown destinations. A third positive development is the decision by the EPA to increase the minimum biodiesel production from 1 billion gallons in 2012 to 1.28 billion gallons in 2013. That increase will likely require an additional 2 billion pounds of vegetable oil for biodiesel production. That increase represents about 7% of the total U.S. vegetable oil consumption in the previous marketing year. A soybean price rally would not be expected at harvest time, particularly if the USDA confirms prospects for a larger crop. However, the ongoing tightness of supplies and the need to further ration consumption should provide some underlying price support through the end of the calendar year.